Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm really good. We have a little break from filming, and I feel like I can finally get some things done around my house.
Finally get the house back in order after season 7 has wrapped. Get ready for what's coming up next.
Absolutely.
So how are you doing right now emotionally with all of the stuff that we have going on, all the lies that are being told in the press, all of the misconceptions that people have? How are you doing with that?
You know what? I'm doing really good right now. I feel good. I feel like I'm in a good headspace. I know what my truth is. I know what our truth is. I've truly turned it over to God and said, listen, this is out of my control at this point.
Well, I think what you said the other day was all is well within my soul.
Yeah, exactly. And there is, you know, and I think when you truly turn it over and when you truly know
surrender,
that you haven't, There's absolutely nothing that you've done to have caused this knowingly, that, you know, that's all you can do. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, you lead a life that you try to, because I think both of us are control freaks to a certain degree.
Agreed.
And when you come up on something that you can't control, you have no choice but to surrender, or you become a hostage to it.
Agreed.
And so I think for me, I refuse to allow it to become a hostage. I refuse to allow it to consume my every waking moment. You know, I have 2 children at home, that life is continuing on. We're doing school. We're doing baseball. We're doing dance. We're continuing to lead our life the way that we always have. So for me, that's kind of where I am right now.
Okay. Well, you know, because I do worry about you every day, because I'm a worrier, folks. I know that's shocking to all of you. But, you know, we started Chrisley Confessions to make sure that we were able to give you our confessions, to give you things that the tabloids could only make up and create. And, you know, when you sign up to be in the public eye, to be on television, and to be on television as long as we've been on television, you know, I say to my kids when they complain about not being able to go anywhere without, you know, paparazzi, or, you know, we were chased down the street in Los Angeles leaving a restaurant, you know, 6 months ago, and you're not allowed to have a dinner, you know, that stop complaining about it, because we signed up to share our lives with the viewers. Now, I don't think that we signed up with the full knowledge of that we're not even allowed to be in our home without folks with long lens cameras trying to get a photograph over the gates, or, you know, camping outside of our home, parked up the street, waiting for one of us to pull out. You know, no, we didn't sign up for that. But we did sign up and give away a certain amount of our anonymity. I think we gave up all of our anonymity, and we've given up about 75% of our privacy. But what I say every day, folks, is that if what you do in the daytime, if you're able to sleep with it at night, then you're good.
I think what you do in the night, you're okay with doing in the day.
No, that's some trashy things, because during my day, I mean, I'd done some things at nighttime I didn't want to wake up with the next
day.
Okay,
whatever.
But, you know, I think that we set up Chrisley Confessions so that we could always give you our truth. And, you know, when it comes to family, I love my children more than anything in the world. I have zero tolerance for any of the BS that they're going to bring me, and they bring me plenty, trust me. But they all know where I stand and what I stand for and what I will condone and what I will not condone. So, you know, today on Chrisley Confessions, for the first time, you guys are going to get to hear from someone that the press loves to talk about, that people love to sell stories about, that people are always in their business. And today you're going to get to hear from the individual themselves exactly where they are in their life, the things that they have done to get to where they are, the mistakes they've made, and we've all made them, folks. We have all made them. And we want Chrisley Confessions to continue to be the truth out of the Chrisley family. So,
and not only be the truth, but hopefully help someone else who is either going through or has gone through the same things that we've gone through as a family. Because, anyone who's listening has gone through crap. I don't care what they say, what kind of image you want to project to people. Everyone's gone through something.
I agree. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to now welcome my son, Kyle Chrisley, and he is going to talk about a lot of things today that the press has been talking about for years and has seldomly got correct. So, good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, Kyle, you know, let's just go ahead and deal with the thing that is the most current situation that happened. You were in the hospital.
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell me kind of what led you to be in the hospital and what my involvement was, or if I had any, or if any of the family had any? Tell us how you got there. Tell us what happened.
Well, I take medication, mm-hmm. and I had a bad side effect to it, and I tried to take my own life.
Let's talk about what that has done for you in these hours that are days or weeks now. Tell us about the reporters that have reached out to you wanting to get a story.
They prey on the weak, so.
And they try to contact you via Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
Or Instagram.
And this is a particular reporter, James Vitsuka, who was, I believe, fired from Radar Online and who now is at TMZ, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And tell us what he's wanting you to do.
He's just wanting me to tell everything that happened, my private life.
And does he ever try to get you to talk bad about your family?
Absolutely.
Okay. Folks, what a lot of people may not know is that James Vitsuka has written numerous articles about us since 2013, I believe, because he's been fed these stories by individuals that know who they are. But James has preyed on our family for years, to the point that he sent my publicist an email. And I think it reads to my publicist at the time, can you please, please, pretty please get Todd to talk to me? I love him. I just want to talk to him. Let him talk to me. And, you know, I made the mistake of speaking to him early in our launching of this show. And feeling like you could trust someone. And, you know, he was asking me about Kyle and Chloe and, you know, about, you know, what was going on with Kyle and so forth and so on. And it was during this time that was very tumultuous, you know, us trying to get our feet on solid ground and to figure things out about bringing Chloe into our home full time and trying to protect her from, not from her father, but from the disease that her father had. Is that correct, Kyle?
Yes.
So I spoke to James and never had any issues with him, but he has gotten to be to the point now to where he's basically trying to destroy our family with these stories. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Do you have anything you want to say to him? I mean, do you have any comments that you want to make to him that he's trying to get you to make privately?
The only thing I want to say is that Chloe is in the best care that she can be in. I wasn't able to care for her at the time that you got her.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, changing that would be a very big problem for her.
Okay, but I think that the world needs to know that you made the decision.
I did.
To place Chloe with us.
Absolutely.
And you made that decision because of?
My addiction.
Okay.
And my mental illness.
Okay. Now, has Chloe ever, does Chloe know who you are?
Absolutely.
And what does she call you?
She calls me Daddy.
Okay. So we have continued to nurture that relationship between you and your child.
Yes.
Okay. And I tell her, I think what she says now, she has two dads.
Yes.
And I ask you if you wanted me to correct that.
And I said no.
Okay. And why did you say no, you did not want me to correct that?
Because you guys have raised her. And that's who she sees as her mom and her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a child should be able to see who they want to see as their parents.
Okay. Because, I mean, you have Julie.
I have Julie, which is my mom.
Okay.
And
a lot of the press has been written that Julie has focused on making sure that she pulled me away from you and your sister. and that I just focused on the children that I had with her.
No.
Is that your perception?
No.
Growing up, did you feel like, and I want you to be honest here, because that, you know, as you and I have talked for many years, we get nowhere if we can't face the truth. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that I love Chase and Savannah and Grayson more than I do you?
Absolutely not.
Okay. You know, there's been a lot of articles written about, you know, your well-being, your health, your mental health. Would you like to share kind of what protocol you're on right now that is that has gotten you to a better place in the last 10 days?
Just family support and new medication.
Okay. And this medication you feel better on?
Yes.
You know, folks, what I think that a lot of people out here out there who are struggling with mental illness, you know, who is, you know, Kyle was diagnosed with being bipolar at, when was it? Was it
17 or 18 years old?
Okay, 17 or 18. And we did it all. What did we not do?
We've been everywhere.
I mean,
for the diagnosis, we've went to the Mayo Clinic, to regular doctors,
to the Resnick Center. And how many rehabs have we dealt with?
40, 50 something.
A lot of time, folks, a lot of heartache, a lot of tears, a lot of dollars. And we still ended back up in the same spot, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
And what was it you used to tell me when I'd say, okay, we're going back to rehab? What would you tell me?
It's not going to work unless I want it to.
And folks, Todd, being the control freak that Todd is, said, oh, no, it's going to work because I will not bury my child. It's going to work. I think you were as strong-willed that, okay, you are trying to make this work. I'm going to show you that I'm as strong as you are by not making it work. Did you ever feel that way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And
defiance.
Right. And you know, and you had given some stories to Radar Online as well.
Absolutely.
You and your first wife. And we've talked about that for several years now. We've talked about that. And you have been forgiven for that, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel in your heart and soul that you have been forgiven?
I do.
Okay. Do you feel like that if you had your time to go over that you'd do the same thing?
No.
Okay. But do you feel like, and I'm not wanting to put words in your mouth, but do you feel like that by doing those articles that it was a cry to Daddy, see me, I'm here?
Yes. I think that was my way of trying to get back in, talking to you mm-hmm. without anyone else being involved with it.
Right. Because let's go back to, folks, what a lot of people don't know, and because we've tried to keep certain things private because it is our private life and our relationship with each other, you reached out to me, what, over a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
And you called me from a number that was not in my phone. And folks, I was working on a project, a property that Julie and I had bought, you know, to flip, you know, to renovate for the show and to, you know, put Nick as the listing agent on. And I was expecting a call from my tile guy in Atlanta for the tile that was going in this house. And then this number pops up on my phone and I said, hello. And he, what did you say? You said,
hey.
And what did I say?
He said, hey. I said, it's Kyle, you know, your oldest son.
And folks, I don't know if you've ever experienced it, but it was like when your hand goes to sleep, my whole body felt that numb all over. And I had to stop working with the folks in that house and put them on hold. And I went outside and got in my car and I talked to my son. I cried and I talked to him for what, about an hour and a half?
Yeah.
And I was so grateful to hear from him. But Kyle had thought for these 4 years that I wasn't, you know, that I wasn't telling him what to do, that I wasn't making him do this and do this and do this. And folks, what people don't know is that Kyle was doing so well. You were with UPS.
Yes.
And was with them for how long?
3.5, 4 years.
Okay. Kyle was with UPS, working every day, had his own truck, had his own route, built a new home. And you did all of that without who?
Without you.
Can you believe it that I raised a child that could do something without Todd? But what Kyle did not know in those 3.5 years that he later found out is, was I really that far away?
No.
Would you like to tell him?
There was always someone watching me.
Folks, I hired a private investigator to watch him every week, send me photographs of my son in his uniform looking so handsome. I was so proud. And just to make sure that my child was okay. So for all of you folks out there and all of you tabloid writers who wanted to write that I had turned my back on my child, I don't owe you an explanation. I don't owe you, I don't owe anyone anything other than God, my wife, and my children. But none of my children have ever been so far away from me that I couldn't reach out to them within a minute and get to them. So I knew everything that my son was doing. And I prayed every day for his recovery, for his wellness, for his mental health, and for God to bring him back when he was ready. The Bible tells you that if you raise a child in the Word, they may depart, but they will return. We always had that policy that they can return if they need to, because I want my children around me, all of them, not four of them, not three of them, five of them. I love Lindsay as much as I love Savannah. I love Kyle as much as I love Chase. I love Grayson as much as I do the ones above him. And I love Chloe a little bit more than all of them. But, you know, with that being said, I want to know what is different. I want you to tell the people that listen to this story of yours, because I do. I talked to you and I said, Kyle, the shame that you are riddled with is what's controlling you. And until you make things right with the things that you've done in your life, that you seek forgiveness from God, because God's where your forgiveness comes from. You understand that, right? Because you've been raised up in the Word. You know that God is your salvation.
Absolutely.
So you know that all you have to do is ask for His forgiveness, seek His forgiveness, and have a repentful heart, right?
Yes, sir.
If us humans here on this earth that you have wronged, if we can't forgive you, all you have to do is ask for it. We choose as to whether or not we forgive. But the Bible, if you're going to lead a Christian life, the Bible tells you that you are to forgive. Mm-hmm. So do you feel better today than you did 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Are you in a better place mentally?
Yes.
And do you think that that comes from purging your soul, getting rid of all of the shame that you were carrying regarding Chloe and people coming at you on social media and saying you're a deadbeat dad or you're a drug addict or whatever? I mean, do you feel better now knowing that you have stepped up and owned the mistakes you've made, mm-hmm. and that you want to move forward?
Absolutely. And I forgive everybody else that has ever talked bad about me as well.
And it has wronged you.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you know, you don't get to the place that you've been in your life with all of the anger that you had without someone hurting you.
No.
I mean, you agree with that?
Absolutely.
So I feel like that where are you right now with your daughter?
I feel like I'm in a good place. I think it takes time to, you know, get back into the swing of things in her life.
And we've been doing that.
Well,
right?
We've been doing that.
Slow introduction.
Yes.
And what did I tell you when you came to me and said, Daddy, I want to get my life straight. I want to be a father to my daughter. I want to be back in her life. What did I say to you?
You said you want nothing more than the same thing, but it'll just take a little bit of time.
Because I wasn't willing to risk her
over me.
For you.
Yes.
That she was not sent here to save you.
Yes.
All right. So everyone knows school is back in. And for us, that means getting ready with school attire. And nothing is more important than shoes. And Chloe is probably, she is the roughest child that I have when it comes to wearing shoes. I mean, she can wear a pair of shoes, and by the end of the day, they look like she's had them for 100 years. So that's why I love Rothy's. I know that you've heard about this company making stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic bottles. Oh, and they're insanely comfortable and machine washable. Let me stress, machine washable. Rothy's has quickly grown to a most loved, gotta have them brand. And it's no surprise that they have over nearly 1,000 perfect reviews. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, washable, really all in one pair of shoes. They're the perfect flats for life on the go. And as I have told you guys, I ordered myself a pair as well as Chloe. And, you know, when I got them, I was a little skeptical. I was like, I have a hard time fitting shoes. I have a high arch. And are these going to hurt the top of my feet? I put them on. Instantly, they felt great. There was no breaking in. Chloe loves to wear hers. She has a pair of navy ones, and I've actually gone back and ordered her two more pair only because they're comfortable and because they wash up so well. You can literally throw them in the wash machine, and they look brand new. Rothy's comes in a wide range of colors and patterns, and they're available in four different silhouettes. Plus, they're constantly launching new styles, so you're guaranteed to find a pair or three or four that you love. They'll launch new colors and patterns every week, and they sell out constantly. So make sure that you, if you see one that you like, go ahead and order it. I love the camo. That's what I'm actually wearing a lot right now. And so I can't wait to see what designs they come out with for the fall and winter, because I will be sure to be ordering. So since Rothy's are seamlessly crafted from recycled water bottles, they're ultra comfortable. As soon as you slip them on, no break-in. One Yahoo editor recently called them the most comfortable flats I've ever owned. And I can tell you, I have other brands of the same style shoe that I can't wear because they hurt my feet. And they are way, way, way more expensive than what I paid for the Rothy's. So it'll blow your mind that they're made from recycled plastic bottles. In fact, Rothy's has diverted over 25 million water bottles from landfills. And they're fully machine washable. So they're manufactured in a zero waste factory, and they ship directly in the shoebox, no unnecessary packaging. They're feel-good flats in more ways than one. So the thing that I love is that they're not only comfortable shoes, but that they are good for the environment. So go check out the amazing styles available right now at rothys.com/cc. Go to rothys.com, that's rothys.com/cc to get your favorite new flats. Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. So head to rothys.com/cc.
So folks, I want everyone to understand today that I love this young man sitting beside me with my heart and soul. I have shed more tears over Kyle than I have all of my others combined. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree.
Would you agree that I've never had to go and pull my other kids out of crack houses, out downtown Atlanta, sleeping in cars? Would you agree that I've never had to do that with the other ones?
Yes.
Would you agree that I have stolen your car, had your car stolen from you when you was out in these places?
Yes.
Folks, I have had his car, a flatbed truck, pull up in the driveway, load his car up because he wouldn't come to the door, and haul that bitch off. Did I not?
Yes.
Did I put you on Nike Express?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So do you feel that I have condoned your behavior?
Absolutely not.
But there have been times that you have hated me for the things that I have done. That's fair to say.
I don't know if I've ever hated you about things that you've done.
But you were very upset.
I was pretty pissed off.
Okay. Would you like to talk about why, because you're recently divorced.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about why that marriage ended?
I think it was a combination of things, mm-hmm. but one was drug use.
Okay. So then you lost your job at UPS because mm-hmm. of the drug use.
Yes.
Okay. And what was it that triggered you? I mean, because you were clean for a long time. What was the thing that triggered you? Because most people have a trigger.
I don't really know what it was that triggered me, mm-hmm. but it had been going on a lot longer than people realized it was.
But had your daddy been around you, would it have gone unnoticed?
No.
Because I'd have caught your ass, wouldn't I?
Yes.
Because I've told your drug buddies. Have I not told them?
Yes, you have.
Did I not pull up at a gas station and pull my car right through the front door?
Yep.
On Holcomb Bridge Road?
Yes, you did.
Folks, he was buying drugs at a Chevron station on Holcomb Bridge. Yeah, on Holcomb Bridge. And you know how these doors automatically open when you walk up to them? I pulled my car right in front of the doors to where they'd open wide open and went in and said, let me tell you something. You dope-dealing piece of shit, you sell my son, Kyle Chrisley, one more ounce of drugs, I'll blow this bitch up on this corner, and I'll have the police surrounded by this place. You remember that?
Yeah.
And what'd you call and tell me after they called and told you that your daddy was crazy?
I hated you.
And, Daddy, you can't
you
be...
You can't be doing shit like that.
Daddy, you can't do that. I said, oh, see, son, then I've obviously failed you as a parent. Because you've now told me something that you didn't know I could do that I can. Let me show you what else I can do. And within 10 minutes, what did I have surrounding that gas station?
Every law enforcement we had on Hulk Bridge was at...
I had the Roswell PD swarm that place. So you sell to my son and I catch your ass, I'm going to take you down. So that's when you didn't like me so much, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You messed me up a little bit.
Yeah. And then I think that, you know, during your time of tabloids, you know, when you and Lexi were doing your tabloid stuff, I think you accused me of being gay.
Yeah, maybe.
And tell me exactly what it was that I did that you thought that
that wasn't really me.
Well, that's okay. We don't care if Lexi said that. That's okay. My former daughter-in-law, who I was supposed to love and cherish. But folks, my son and his former wife said that I was gay and that I slept with all these doctors to get him diagnosed as being bipolar. Now, that's some good dick, y'all. I took down 100 years of medical experience between the doctors at the Mayo Clinic, Resnick, Emory. Where else?
I don't know. There's a lot.
A lot of them. I was doing a lot of sleeping around and taking a lot of doctor's credentials away from them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think these are the things that happen, though, when you're living on hurt.
Yeah.
I think that when you don't know how to process pain correctly, you strike out in different ways.
To hurt other people.
Right.
Yeah.
But you acknowledge that now, right?
Absolutely.
And do you feel better today knowing that all of these secrets are out in the open and that you don't have to go to bed every night wondering if you're going to wake up tomorrow and somebody's going to figure out your truth?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you tell the truth, nobody has anything over you.
That's right, and I've taught you that your whole life.
Yes, you? Sir.
Do not give people that power over you. Nope. Shame is one. It is worse than cancer in certain aspects of your life. It is. Shame consumes you, and we as humans are not. We are not sent here to live our lives with a cluttered mind that's filled with shame and disappointment and ridicule and embarrassment and hatred and discrimination. We're not sent here for that, folks. We are sent here as God's children to lift each other up. And as much as I dislike a lot of people, I don't dislike James Vitsuka. He has a job to do. His job is to sell tabloids. His job is to write stories. And I don't even know this fella, but I don't loathe him. I don't hate him. I pray for him, you know, that God will lift him up and that he will want to write things that are truthful, that are not hurtful to people. As to whether or not he'll do that, who knows? But I don't loathe anyone. I don't hate anyone because that's not the cross that I want to carry. Do you feel that you are in a place now because you're in a new relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And this new girl that's in your life
is a lot like you.
Folks, her name's Ashley. And she has given you a zero tolerance policy, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And she's not willing to tolerate any of the crazy that you're accustomed to.
No.
She doesn't feed it.
No.
And what is the one thing that she told you that is a requirement for you to have in your life?
My family, and the truth.
There you go. There you go. Folks, you can run away from your family, but your family is always going to be in the same spot that they've always been in. I am in the same spot. when you walked away all those years ago when you fought to get off the guardianship that I had you on. And, you know, folks, I placed Kyle on a guardianship because in the state of Georgia, at 18, these kids are adults in the eyes of the law. And any parent out there who has an 18-year-old son knows that your 18-year-old son is not an adult. And especially when you have an 18-year-old son that's doing drugs, that's trying to self-medicate, because Kyle was cycling all the time with this bipolar and he was trying to self-medicate. And I went to court and got a guardianship over him. And that was a big thing for you. Why? What was the big issue with the guardianship for you? The loss of control?
Yes.
Because I think you had waited until you were 18 thinking, I can now do what I want to do.
Yep.
And then here I come riding in again saying, oh, nope, we're going to do it Todd's way. Todd's way didn't work, did it?
No, I don't think my way did either, though.
I think that I should have listened more to you about what was really hurting you. No one knows what it's like being at a hospital bed, looking at your child, and dropping to your knees and praying for God to not take this child. My job is not finished here with this child, God. You promised me you would place no more on me than you could bear. Me having to bury him is more than I can bear. What was the pain? Is that pain still there for you?
Not as much anymore, but with the meds, I get all kinds of crazy thinking going on.
Well, I think some of the medication that they put you on that you had not been on, one of the side effects is suicidal tendencies, correct?
Yeah.
And we're now off of that.
Yes, we're off of that.
Okay. And you're now getting one shot a month.
Yes. And I have a lot clearer mindset.
Okay. And you feel better, right?
Yeah, a lot better.
You're going to bed at night, you're sleeping. Okay. So I want to make sure that everyone knows out here, all these stories that are written and people want to attach my name to it. Folks, if you're a fan of ours, stop clicking on them, because that's the only reason they use our name, is because it's clickbait. Every time you click, you are giving them money. That's how they make their revenue. So if you want to engage and read fiction, then you click on it. But if you're a fan and you know that the truth's going to come from us, why do you want your mind to be polluted with nothing but falsehoods? Today, we are moving forward in the Chrisley family. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely.
And Kyle is back to work. Today's your first day back to work.
Yes.
And Kyle has been working. For all of you out there who say he's a deadbeat dad, that he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, you don't know what he's doing in his life. So what I'm saying to you is, be kinder to every person that you run across. Even if you know something is wrong with this person and that they did something wrong, be an example to them of what doing right is, so that they internally know that what they did was wrong. You shaming someone doesn't make them recover any quicker. It doesn't make them want to sin less. All it does is it shuts them down emotionally. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do. 100%.
So I want everyone here to know, I'm not commenting about anything that is going on legally within our lives, because that is going to work itself out. I surrendered. I dropped my hands. I surrendered. My Lord and Savior says, I will be your defender. I will be your lawyer. I will defend your case. And that's what I'm letting our Lord and Savior bless the attorneys that we have and let them do what they need to do. But I want to say today to everyone out there that's listening, if you watch Chrisley Knows Best, if you watch Growing Up Chrisley, if you listen to Chrisley Confessions, know that what you're seeing is what we're doing. We're giving you the best that we can give you. We love and appreciate every person that has tuned in for Chrisley Confessions, for Growing Up Chrisley, for Chrisley Knows Best, and for future shows that we're working on. You know, future shows that, you know, one that I'm working on right now that will involve Kyle and that will involve Kyle's truth, and that will be able, hopefully, to place Kyle in a position to help someone else. Because I truly believe that we heal the quickest by helping someone else not fall. And Kyle has one of the most giving hearts of any child that I have. Has he made mistakes? Lots of them. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of mistakes. Have you hurt your family?
Absolutely.
Many times. And you have felt hurt.
Yes.
When people say that my children are entitled and that I give them everything, what did I do for you for 4 years of you being estranged from your family? What did I do?
You took care of my daughter.
Okay. But did I give you one dime?
No.
Did I make a house payment?
No.
Did I make a car payment?
No.
What did I tell you the last conversation that we had before you walked away from us?
That there would be no more help.
I said, you chose drugs over your family,
mm-hmm.
and I will no longer subsidize your addiction. You
Absolutely.
Remember that?
Yep.
And then you gave me a few choice words.
Yes.
Okay. He used the F word, folks. I remember that. But the moment he did it, I forgave him because he's my child and I love him. Just like I have forgiven all the others that have done things that I don't agree with. But just because my children have sinned, because they have fallen, because Satan has been knocking at their door. Satan is here to cheat, lie, steal, and cause heartache. And Satan has been running and attacking our family for many years. But I'm steadfast in my faith. And I know that when I mention God's name, Satan does not want to hear that. So I literally throughout the day, I said, Lord, thank you for the day. Jesus rebuked Satan from my life. I continue to push him away. And that's what I teach my children. So today's podcast turned out to be what I hope, you know, because you had felt that you were never being heard.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you feel today going on what you've said is going to be heard by so many people.
I'm excited for it to be heard. I mean, I'm tired of people talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I forgive them. Their own ignorance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know anything about me, but I feel this is the best thing I can do to get people to understand who I am.
And you're not doing it through a tabloid.
Absolutely.
You're controlling your own narrative. You're controlling your truth.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yes.
How much do you love Chloe?
With all my heart.
And when she talks to you on the phone, is she a happy child?
Yes.
Okay. And what does she tell you all the time? She's going to do what for you?
She's going to pray for me.
Now, folks, it don't get no better than that. From the mouths of babes, this 6-year-old child will say to me, Dad, how's my dad Kyle doing? And when I had to leave to go to the hospital, when I got that phone call, I was walking through the house, and what did they tell you? Chloe came up to me and said,
are you sick?
She said, Papa, what's wrong? And I said, I'm sick, honey. And she said, are you going to the doctor? I said, yeah, I have to go to the doctor. And then what did she say to me 2 hours later on the phone about you?
If I was sick.
She said, Papa, is my other daddy Kyle okay? Now, folks, that's God, because this child had intuition to know that there was something going on. But I never left Kyle's side, did I?
No.
And what did I tell those doctors if I could get to you, what, about saving you?
That no matter what it took, you'd save me, even if it meant you taking care of me the rest of my life.
That's right. Folks, when Kyle was little, he was always in the hospital. He had pneumonia all the time. And they would put him in Anderson Memorial Hospital, and they'd put this baby bed in there, and they'd have these oxygen tents over him, and the water, the condensation would beat up in the top, and he'd cry, and he would stand on that in that bed, and he'd do his hand to me, and he'd say, Moan, Daddy, moan. And I would get up in that bed with him and cover up me and him with a blanket so that water would not drip on us. And I would always whisper in his ear, Daddy's got you. And I told the doctors, because God said to me, Todd, I've got him. And I told those doctors, if you will just let me get to him, let me touch his face, he will not leave. And the moment I got to his room, I held his hand and I whispered in his ear, "Daddy's got you. Squeeze my hand if you can hear me." And Kyle squeezed my hand. And his doctors have said to Julie and to my mother, Todd willed him to live. And I talked to Kyle for the next 28 hours. I washed his face. I washed his hands. I washed his feet. I made sure he was rotating. I made sure that he was listening to me. I would force him to open his eyes. And he would respond to commands. And their concern was, he's not responding to commands. And he would not respond to the doctors, but he would respond to me. And folks, the irony of this is that my dad, on his deathbed, would not respond to the doctors, but he would respond to me. He would do what I asked him to do. And Kyle did the same thing. So I know that my daddy was in that room with us. I know that God had his hand on my child, and I know that God has his hand on our family. I know that we will walk whatever road we have to walk, we will walk it together. And my door is always open to my daughter, Lindsay. I love her always, and I will die loving her. But I have right now, I have four of my children, and I'm grateful for that. And the door is open for the fifth at all times. So on that note, Kyle, do you have anything else you want to say today?
Nope, I think I've said enough today.
Well, folks, this will not be Kyle's last time on here because, as you know, Savannah comes in and fills in for us on certain weeks. Chase has come in and filled in for us on certain weeks. And we're going to get to a point where Kyle can come in and fill in for us, you know, when we have to have someone fill in for us. So we didn't get to a lot of questions. We didn't get to any questions today, Kyle. So that's going to piss a lot of people off that you've taken up all their entire time. But I want each and every one of you to know that the story you've heard today, you don't have to click on things, links that you're getting, because they don't have what you've got, because what you've got's the truth. And I want each and every one of you to know, for all of the people that reached out, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people have reached out to us via social media, via Facebook, via Twitter, via Instagram, cards and letters, and people coming to our homes and leaving things at the gates and so forth and so on. I thank you for taking that time out of your day and away from your family to be so concerned about mine. We are humbled. We ask that each and every one of you continue to lift us up in your prayers, as we will do to the ones that call into us each week, or the ones that reach out to us, via social media or what other methods you choose to reach out. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. We love the support that you give us for Growing Up Chrisley. Chase and Savannah, they've done a wonderful job with their show, and I'm so proud of them for that. For those that have supported, Chrisley Knows Best and brought us where we are, today, from where we started from. And for all of you folks who are listening and tuning into Chrisley Confessions, we thank you for that from the bottom of our hearts. So until next week, grab your kids, hold them close, grab your loved ones, pick up the phone, tell the people that mean the most to you that they mean the most to you. And folks, it's not your job to carry a grudge. It's not your job to carry anger and pain. Let it go. Let go and let God. So until next week, from our house to yours, it's nothing but love. Good luck and God bless.